Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tommy Hinzo. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Carlton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting 7th. The left fielder, Daryl Boston. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Long. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster takes first base on ball 4. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Baines reaches second base with a double. Redus moves to third. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Jacoby moves to second. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Bell reaches second base with a double. Hall scores. Jacoby scores. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Dempsey reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Scott Nielsen now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dempsey scores. It's 5-3, Indians. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a pop-up towards the mound. Nielsen juggles the ball. That's an error on Nielsen. Butler moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Boston moves to second. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gielen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dempsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Royster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boston scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-1 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Hall reaches second base with a double. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-0 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Baines moves to second. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carlton juggles the ball. That's an error on Carlton. Baines moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-0 in the game. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Baines scores. Calderon scores. Fisk moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-5, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Bell reaches second base with a double. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill now playing third base. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to third. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinzo hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's Indians, 6, White Sox, 6. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boston bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to second. Reggie Ritter now pitching. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Manrique bunts towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to first for the out. Fisk moves to third. Boston moves to second. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk tags and scores. Boston tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-6, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boston scores. It's 9-6, White Sox. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ritter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-7, White Sox. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Searage now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Boston. Hall reaches second base with a double. Jim Wynn now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Ozzie Gillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gillen is called out on strikes. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hill fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Tommy Hinzo. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler advances to second in unknown way. Butler moves to second. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.